You know you're adulting when you're excited about buying a new couch. Belinda Fayard, VI Transition Consultant, Outreach Program, Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired, TSBVI, and parent of a young adult with low vision, Megan Fayard, adult with low vision and pre-K teaching assistant. Abstract. The spring 2022 issue of TX Sensibilities featured an article about Megan when she began attending classes at Texas A&M University. In this issue, Megan and her mom provide an update on her life after graduation from Texas A&M's PATHS program as she moves into full-time employment and living independently. When we last checked in with my daughter, Megan Fayard, in the spring 2022 issue of TX Sensibilities, she was enrolled in the PATHS program at Texas A&M University in College Station. Megan was just getting ready to begin her internship as a teaching assistant in a kindergarten classroom at the Charlotte Sharp Children's Center, CSCC. She absolutely loved her job at CSCC. She interned there for 1.5 years, working both in kindergarten and pre-K. The director gave her a wonderful letter of recommendation indicating she would hire Megan in a heartbeat. At the end of her first year at A&M, Megan was matched with her guide dog, Finn. This added a whole new level of responsibility, but also freedom to her life. Megan's internship was already a dog-friendly workplace. The director, Dr. Gibson, brought her adorable Doodle to work regularly, and the children loved seeing him around the school. Adding a guide dog to the mix wasn't a problem at all. Even the 3-year-olds quickly learned that a guide dog was a working dog and not the same as a family pet. They respected Finn's status and absolutely adored the moments when he was off harness for a quick hug. Megan implemented her training from Guide Dogs for the Blind to navigate her routes to the Aggie Spirit bus stops and traveling on and off campus for classes and work. After graduation from the PATHS program at A&M, the job search really shifted into third gear. There were some obstacles along the way, though. Megan applied for 35 jobs as a paraprofessional, and she had 8 interviews, most of whom never called her back. It was shocking to see this young lady, who had far more experience and training than the job required, in a time where schools could not fill open positions for paraprofessionals, continue to receive rejection after rejection. Statistics, as detailed in this article from the American Foundation for the Blind, show that people who are blind or have low vision are unemployed at higher rates than those without a disability, and we began to see the reality behind those statistics. Finally, a connection with some wonderful professionals who recognized the value Megan would add to their campus gave her a chance. Megan had a great experience during her interview in Round Rock with a principal and assistant principal who took the time to get to know her and her abilities instead of being fearful about someone with a visual impairment. The school location was absolutely perfect. We worked hard to find a school that was in the city limits so she could access the city paratransit system and found an apartment that was within walking distance to her job. In August of 2023, Megan began working at her new elementary, set up her new apartment, and really started thriving. She uses Round Rock's on-demand service, Round Rock Rides, for transportation around town, picking up her medicine, grabbing a new book at the library, or going to the gym to work out. She has groceries delivered and manages to cook a variety of foods that are healthy. Megan has been excited to have true independence in her apartment. She gets to choose how to decorate it and whether she wants to do laundry today or not. It was a really exciting moment when she was able to save enough to buy her own washer and dryer instead of lugging her clothes to the coin-operated laundry around the corner. I think Megan's greatest purchase, however, has been her adorable sofa. She enjoys curling up on her sofa with a great book after a hard day at work. You know you're really an adult when it's time to buy a sofa. Megan couldn't ask for a better situation. She loves the campus where she works and enjoys living in the same community. The students from school often see her in the apartments or at the store and always say hello. Megan has started to make connections with the staff at school and values their kindness, collaboration, and the trust they place in her. The students at the school are proud to have Finn on their campus too, and they have learned valuable lessons about people who are blind or have low vision. I asked Megan what her top 10 tips are for students on their journey to become an independent adult. 1. Volunteer in high school. This helps you figure out what jobs you might like. 2. Work during the summer. Try the Texas Workforce Commission's, TWC, Summer Earn and Learn, SEAL, program for a summer job in your community. For more information about the SEAL program, please see Success Stories of the Texas Workforce Commission's Summer Earn and Learn Initiative, an article previously published in TX Sensibilities. 3. Don't assume you can't go to college. Texas A&M Paths is a great option to learn job skills and live on your own after high school. See Think College for options near you. 4. Consider working on independent living skills after 12th grade. Your district might have an 18-plus program that is great for you. The Texas Workforce Commission can connect you with classes, or TSBVI's exit program might be a good fit. 5. Stay connected to your TWC caseworker for support, especially for school and jobs after high school. 6. Think about how you will get around at school or how you will get to a job when you are deciding where you want to go. Work on your O&M skills so you'll be ready. 7. You will have to apply to lots of jobs. It'll probably be more than your friends, but don't give up. 8. Learn how to order things online, such as grocery delivery, Amazon, a new cane tip, etc. 9. Get comfortable with available public transportation. 10. Find a way to stay connected with friends and family so you can be active. Photos, Megan at A&M. Caption, Megan and Finn enjoying a sunny day in College Station. Alt text, a young adult sits in an oversized Adirondack-style chair painted with the Texas A&M logo while her guide dog Finn rests on the ground below. Megan at CSCC. Caption, Megan and Finn at her internship at Charlotte Sharp Children's Center. Alt text, a young adult in Navy work scrubs stands outside her work building with her guide dog. Megan's couch. Caption, Megan's proud adulting purchase. Alt text, a young adult sits on a gray couch with her guide dog at her feet.